the CDC awarded CU Boulder a $6.5 million grant to tackle gang and youth violence in Northeast Denver, specifically the Montbello neighborhood near DIA.
It's not immediate change. It has to be a whole process of community buy-in, community investments, commitments to the issue.
That's Dr. Eric Siegel, a pediatrician at the CU Med School and co-investigator on the project. He says in this first year, researchers will go door-to-door surveying teens and others to try and get a handle on the breadth of the problem. A community board that formed late last week will then come up with an action plan and launch programs that organizers say have worked in other cities. But almost everyone involved says the biggest hurdle first will simply be getting accurate data. Still, the effort is based on a model that CDC has promoted somewhat successfully in other tough neighborhoods around the country. Montbello resident Sharika Towers is a member of the new board. She also works for a city program that targets high-risk kids.
I think Montbello is a great community, and I just think that it's underserved in some in some instances. So I'm happy to see the resources out here. And I hope it really makes a difference.
Tower says the poor economy and other factors are stressing families, and that's leading to a lot of kids who are angry and vulnerable to violent activities. The CU project will specifically target 10 to 24-year-olds and aim to reduce violent crime rates, but also incidents of drug and alcohol abuse and bullying. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.